Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. My name's Keith Teedy. I'm the host of New Media Central podcast. It's a weekly podcast, and this week I'm talking about drones and healthy Americans. It's funny, it's kind of an oddball, kind of two different subjects, but it's kind of all the same thing. Ineptitude has caused us to sit on our hands while there's drones flying around our country that we don't know where they came from or who's flying them or what. And we also have the ineptitude of the people who are in charge of our health in this country fail big time. So I'm talking about how this country is going to transform itself, whether we want to or not. And even though there's a bunch of naysayers on the other side that think there's a bad thing coming, it's all going to be good. I know it is. I've been feeling it for a long time. I know a lot of y'all have. But it's a good thing it's coming. It's time for it to come. There's a lot of ineptitude in this country and corruption, and we're going to change that. Well, our government, for the last 4 years, it's been defined by incompetence, ineptitude, malfeasance, and corruption. It's disgraceful. And what I want to talk about today, just as a small example of what I'm talking about with our government being inept, is I want to kind of play it around the drones that are flying around New Jersey up there. Come on. I mean, really. $900 billion per year, somewhere in that area, for our military. And we don't know where the hell those drones are coming from or who the hell is flying them. Are they friendly? Are they foe? We don't know. We don't know anything about them. Or at least that's what the line is that the government's putting out there. You know, they probably do know, but it's a big secret. I'm tired of secrets from the government, by the government. It's over. Thank the good Lord. It is over. We're going to transfer and transform from a government that's inept and corrupt to a government that, you know, any government, any country, any size, the government's got to have secrets. Sometimes you got to keep secrets. It's like a parent keeping secrets from the kids. It's not a bad thing. It's good for the kid in most cases. So, yeah, there'll be secrets. There's some stuff that the government does that we don't get to know about, sadly. But we have to have confidence in our elected officials that they're doing the right things, even though it's a secret. So we got these drones flying over New Jersey. They're big. They're like 6 feet long. Big sons of guns. So that means they're probably military grade, which means it's some military, whether it's ours or some other one, we don't know. And we can't have another debacle like we had with that weather balloon that flew over our country. It should have been shot down before it ever crossed the Canada line. But people are kind of twiddling their thumbs going, I don't know, did we shoot it down? We might piss somebody off. Or they're going, yeah, these are friends of ours. We're in their pocket. They're from another country, but we're in their pocket. So if they want to fly over and spy on us, let them. No! No! Never, ever, nunca, nunca, nunca. We can't ever let our country sink down like it has in the last 4 years. We can never let that happen again. And what some people don't want to talk about, but it's a real thing, is as spectacular as Donald Trump is, he's not going to be able to clean the whole thing up in 4 years. Now, he'll get a good start. He'll work quickly. He'll get a lot of stuff done, but it is so corrupt and so covered with BS. $900 billion a year, most of that wasted. And that's just the military. I can't wait. I really can't wait until, and let me say this too, I'm very, very proud of our military. I'm very proud of all the people who serve. We have, even with all the corruption and not knowing where the money is and they can't do an audit because they don't have a clue where all the money's going, even with all that, we still have the best military on the planet. The very best, by far. Nobody messes with us because they know. We're not going to come and beat you up unless you deserve it. So when you got somebody in office there that knows how to play the game properly, and he can get the military engaged any the way they need to be, nobody has to worry. None of the other countries in the whole planet have to worry that we're going to come beat them up unless they screw up and cross us. It's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. And once again, we're not the badass, bad boy, gonna kick your ass kind of country. We're the malevolent country. We like to see everybody rise up because we know when the whole world rises up, everybody rises up a doubled over and then some. We all have to do good. Everybody in this world, every country in this world should have the opportunity, even the bad ones, and we'll get that straightened out at some point, should have the opportunity to let their people grow, let their people succeed, because when that whole country succeeds, the whole world succeeds better. That's like the United States of America. When we succeed big time, as we have so many times in our past, the whole world benefits. We help the other countries. We don't try to hurt them. If they cross us, if they become our enemy, look out, buddy. Just look out. But if we're all good and we're all on somewhat the same page, we can help each other, and exponentially, everything will be better for everybody in the world. And that's what we're going towards. I mean, as hard as we're kicking and struggling not to let this happen, we're getting better. I had a podcast on how the things in our lives are so much better than they were even 50 years ago. I mean, way better. Compare it to 100 years ago, way, way better. Compare it to 1,000 years ago and further back, we get so much better every day. Everybody gets better off. I mean, there's peaks and valleys, and we're in a deep valley right now. We're coming out of it. We're going to. I have no doubt, even the slightest little doubt, that that's going to happen, but We gotta get out of this funk, and we gotta drag everybody else in the whole world along with us, and it's gonna be grand. It's gonna be so great when we, as a country, rise up to the occasion, and we bring everybody along with us, and everybody gets along. I mean, there's gonna be wars forever. You can't stop it. It's part of the human condition. There's going to be somebody over somewhere else that wants things like this, and we're going to say no, they go like this, and then there's going to be a little conflict there. Of course, we win all those conflicts, but it's a good thing. And there's a bunch of naysayers out there that talk about, I mean, even in our own country, we got people saying, no, this isn't good, this isn't good. It's all good. Just talk about RFK Jr., Bobby Jr. Just for a minute here, we're going to talk about him because he is very interested in getting the country back on a healthy swing. And with Trump and others, he's going to be able to do that. That's so good. That's so good. I mean, but there's not going to be enough food to feed everybody if we have this really expensive food for everybody. The food's going to cost so much. No, food's going to get cheaper and much, much better for you. We're going to shut down all those labs that are making those chemicals that aren't doing us any good at all. And in the past, it's like, well, we're doing this because it makes the food taste better and last longer, and we can grow more food this way and feed a hungry public. BS. We got enough ability to grow food and get food for ourselves and the whole rest of the world. We don't need to use chemicals to make it grow faster or better or longer or anything, because it's not good for humans. It makes sense. We were created to eat the food that comes from this planet. We're not created to eat chemicals from a laboratory. So let's look at that one. It's going to be so much better than it was. We got a grand person behind that. I've I've read his book, and I've read a couple of other books about him and some articles. RFK Jr. is awesome. A lot of people think he's weird, or a lot of people think he's not up for the job, or a lot of people think, I don't know, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Nah, he knows exactly what he's talking about. He's spent his whole life studying this stuff. And look at him. Look at him. Here's the litmus test. And this drives me crazy. I did a political cartoon about it. I haven't posted it yet. I think I will, but I got to wait for the timing to be right. my political cartoon is this big old fat woman sitting at a table next to this really etched guy, and he's got a giant hamburger in front of him, and she's over there looking at him with this superior look, and she's going, "You better not eat that, it'll make you fat." I mean, that's it. That's it in a nutshell. That's people who are not healthy are trying to tell people who are healthy, "You're doing it wrong. BS, come on. The proof is in the pudding. Look at RFK. Look at Bobby Kennedy Jr. Next time you get a chance and you see him without a shirt on, and his pictures are all over the internet with no shirt, he's etched. He's 70 years old, and he's in better shape than probably 80% of the guys in this country. That's the proof that's in the pudding. That's all the proof you need. "Well, some people that metabolize things different than others." Yeah, that's true. It's true. But it doesn't matter what your metabolism is. If you want to be healthy and strong and energetic and all that stuff, you can be. Doesn't matter what your metabolism is. You might have to do things a little different than other people who have a better metabolism, or if there is such a thing as a better metabolism, it's just different. But, yeah, check out Bobby Kennedy without a shirt on if it doesn't freak you out. And he's etched. That's the proof in the pudding. He knows what he's talking about. "Well, everybody can't look like that." No, no, not everybody can. I remember Star Trek episode where they come to this planet where everybody on the whole planet is super etched and super healthy. And now, we're not going to be a planet where everyone is etched. And of course, there's arguments on both sides of that. You can overdo it. We're really underdoing it as far as exercise and diet in this country. That's going to change. If we let it, if we as a country let it, and we have to, please, we have to do these things that are coming our way and quit griping about it and quit complaining and quit crying. "I don't want to eat like that." Well, it's too bad. You have a responsibility as a human and as an American to eat right and exercise. Let's get her done. "Well, it's easy for you to say, you're built too." Well, it's not like I do. I like pumping iron, and I do try to eat right. But it's not like, "Oh, it's just so easy for you." It's what you decide you want to do for your own body and for your own health and for your family and for the rest of the country. Do you want to be a little wimpy thing over there that can hardly get up off the chair? The obesity problem in this country has to change. We have to change it. We're going to. Please, everybody, just get on board. Just try it. If you've never tried it in your life, try it now. It's a good time to start, right now. Start eating right. Start eating healthy. There's a million websites out there to tell you how to do it. We'll have stuff coming from the government to tell you how to do it. And it's really pretty simple. You have to eat protein. You have to have carbohydrates. And you have to have fat. And it's almost a 1-1-1, you know. Same amount of fat, same amount of protein, and the same amount of carbohydrates. It's approximately the same. All three portions are about the same. And it can change from person to person. It can change from what you want to do and how you want your health to be. But you got to have those three things. You can't way OD on any one of them. And you can't introduce stuff like sugar and alcohol and stuff that's really bad for your body. I'm not saying don't drink, don't be a teetotaler, or be a teetotaler and don't drink everything in moderation. You can have a drink. I drink a beer every now and again. I drink a man's drink every now and again. Yeah, too much alcohol is bad. Almost everybody on the planet at least knows someone that has abused alcohol. It's not good in any way, shape, fashion, or form. It's good. Actually, they've shown in many ways, especially like red wine, alcohol is good for you. It relaxes you. Stress is a big thing in health, and if you can relieve your stress a little bit by drinking a little bit of alcohol, yeah, good. Go for it. You can't drink a six-pack a day and go, I wonder what's wrong with me. So, yeah. I was talking about the drones. I got off on the health kick, but it's all the same thing, really. Incompetence. We've been wallowing around in our own incompetence in this country for long enough now. It's time to turn the page. Time to turn around. Quit whining about, oh, it's going to be too hard. No. It's an effort, but it's an effort that's well worth putting forth the effort to do it. It's critical, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. I mean, that's all there is to it. We got to turn everything around in our country. There's a lot of good going on in our country right now. There's a whole lot of bad going on in our country right now. We can, I mean, it's never going to be 100%. We're never going to get rid of 100% of all the bad stuff going on in this country. But there's peaks and valleys. We're deep in the valley right now. We got to climb out. It's climbing a mountain. It ain't going to be easy. It's going to be hard, as a matter of fact, but it's all going to be good. And the thing that's good about this administration is sometimes when you do something, you can do it the hard way or the easy way. And there's not always a choice, but a lot of times there is. We're going to try to do it the easy way. But that doesn't mean it's going to be easy. That means all your efforts are going to be worth it because we're doing it the right way. And it just takes everybody to get on board. We have to. And I know, I mean, all you got to do is get on X or Facebook or anything for a little while, and you can tell. Half of the country doesn't like what's coming. But that'll turn around. As soon as, I use this analogy sometimes, I don't think the Hollywood types are inherently leftists. They are a group of people that want to be where the party is and where the fun is and where all the cool shit is happening. And if that turns out to be the Republican Party, all of those ultra leftists in Hollywood and the younger ones coming up and that and everything, they're going to switch over. I mean, we've already seen a huge switch. A lot of people coming over to the Republican side. Things change in the world throughout history. Sometimes the Republican Party is the cool party. Sometimes the Liberal Party is the cool party. And I think the Hollywood left, which will be good because I can't stand the fact that there's a lot of stuff going on in Hollywood that is not good because of leftist policies. However, they can do whatever they want. But I just think that when it becomes cool to be a Republican, all those cool people down there in Hollywood are going to go, we need to jump over. We need to be on the conservative side because they're the cool ones and they know how to party. So yeah, cool. And you know, there's in the back of my head, there's this thing saying, well, the liberals are the fun ones because they know how to party and the conservatives are staunch old, you know, gruff old sons of guns that never have any fun. That's not true. And it's especially not true now. And it's especially not going to be true in the future. The conservative party is going to be the fun one. All the fun stuff is going to be happening on the conservative party side. So I see the Hollywood group coming over to the conservative side, the Republicans. I think that'll happen. And when that does happen, a lot of good stuff will happen because the left enjoyed that level of being able to put out a message through them. It's like the troubadours. You remember back in the day, you probably don't remember because you might not have been around then, probably weren't. But the troubadours were entertainers and they told the story of life in the city, in the town or whatever, right around there. That was their news outlet, was the troubadours singing entertaining songs that talked about what's going on in the city. And so when we get the Hollywood types on the Republican side, we'll be able to put that message out from our perspective, which hasn't happened in many years. And it's cyclical. It's a pendulum. Swings back and forth. I can foresee a time in the future, probably the fairly distant future, that the Republicans went crazy and did a lot of stuff that the Democrats are doing now. They get the power, they get the thrust of the country going their way, and it goes to their head, and it goes crap. So it'll switch. It'll go back and forth. Who knows how long it'll take. The cycles seem to be getting closer and closer together because the way news is disseminated now, it things swing on a real short rope. So I got a feeling that this Republican wave, the red wave, is going to last a while. And it's going to get better and better and better before it starts getting bad again, which it may not. Who knows? It may be a situation where we come together as a nation, and it doesn't matter whether you're a liberal, a conservative, Democrat, or Republican. We're Americans. And I've got a lot of things that I've talked about in my podcast before about how we could do things a little differently as far as how we have elections and that. But who knows? We may come together, and instead of Democrats and Republicans, we're going to have Americans, period. And we just decide which American is going to be the best one to lead our country. You know, every country needs a leader, just like every world needs a leader country. We need leaders in this country to lead this country to get us going in the right direction. So, anyway, that is it for today. Went a little long here, but I just really wanted to get that out there.